guess you know the transfer station phone number.
336.
Is Journey in the unit or not?
Separate company.
Be aware of Journey might be interested in it too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if it's a contract, then we'll have to bid it out to make it available. Now, if you're talking, you got to get close to this microphone because I can barely hear you guys.
Karen, this is the Taney County Commission. Are you busy?
Not at the moment.
We've got you on speakerphone. We're working on the check policy. Can you talk to us?
Okay.
Jim and I, and we got Helen Rick and Mr. Paulson, Mr. Eust. I've got a call from Tri-Lakes Disposal and Jay mm-hmm. Brown Company, and Rick's mm-hmm. talked to Scotch or somebody, and they're wanting to continue to give us checks. I guess mm-hmm. to start with, my first question is, how many more do you think are out there like them that aren't happy with not being able to give us a check?
Well, Bob Plummer's one that he is really not happy. He's got plastic, but he really don't want to use it. He'd rather do the check thing.
Okay.
There's a Bob Stevenson that has been in here that he has made the remark he doesn't like plastic. He does construction work. He's not a trash hauler. He just does construction work around here. Can you hold just a moment, please?
Sure.
But where does it stop?
Well, that's my point. If it just doesn't stop, then we're going to have to be unsociable.
Thank you. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
But, I mean, and then Linda Adams, she hauls trash.
Okay.
She writes with checks. And I think that's just right there off the top. That's about it. I mean.
Okay.
So, out of all those people, only one doesn't have plastic? I mean, they don't like it, but does anybody else just not have plastic?
Well, see, Jay with Tri-Lakes had made the remark to me that if he could not write checks, if he could come over and open up an account with us.
And so he could just charge
it? Once a month.
Okay.
You know, like I say, Bob Plummer has plastic. Now, Jay Brown, he does not, as far as I know, have plastic, or he never wanted to open up an account to start with. He comes out of Stone County.
He's got a shingle. He's the guy that is wanting to get our shingles. I sent you the letter on, I think. Okay.
Yes. Now, Linda Adams did mention this morning that she would contact the bank to see about getting plastic, and I told her she needs to get on it because sometimes it takes the bank a while, you know, to do it.
Okay.
So we're really, I think...
About a half a dozen folks that have not been just excited about it to start with.
Basically, yes. A lot of people don't read the signs that I've got posted out here, and I'll say something about September 1, our last day, you know, we start taking cash or debit credit card only. Oh, I didn't know you had a machine. Well, there's a sign out here posted, you know, so, I mean, and a lot of them are more than welcome to use the machine, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it seemed like we had something else that kind of veered off there we need to ask here. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nothing. I guess we'll chew on it and make a decision, set us a little policy. What else?
I think our biggest one is going to be Brown. I mean, because what he brings in, usually one truck will come in and then another truck comes in, and what he does, he adds his tickets together and we just take one check for both loads, or if he has roll-offs in the daytime, for everything he brings in one day.
So he pays you every day?
Every day he pays us. Now, sometimes he does forget to write a check or forget to bring a check in, and I carry it over to the next day. I've done that since I've been in here.
Okay. That's. Thank you. That's all I've got.
Okay.
Right. See you later. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.
Why couldn't we set up an automatic bank draft for all these charge accounts? That we just create a charge account with their money, and then when it gets to a certain level, we recharge them. I mean, it's a, you know, like Pike Pass does it for Oklahoma. You get a little Pike Pass thing, and when it they charge it every time you go use it, and then when you get down to $20, they charge it back $20 more on it.
We could ask and see, but probably that's a possibility. They're probably not going to like that either.
They're not going to like it, but the my concern is, how long has this pseudo policy been in place of no checks?
It's not even there.
Okay, so we've already got six or eight without the policy.
Yeah, we've let them know.
We tried to give them notice ahead of time.
That's why we got the issue.
Had the machine for about a month.
Right.
September 1st.
And there's a pretty good transition over to the machine, isn't there?
I think it's going pretty good.
I mean, going fine.
We've got six people or whatever it is. That
been a while, but we have had people with accounts owe us quite a bit of money before.
Yeah. And like Bob said, we'd rather have a bad check than a bad account, sure.
But the policy is, if the policy is no checks, then are we breaking the policy that we have? Are we just saying no personal checks, only commercial checks?
Well, first off, what you said is no personal, you know, residential situations. You know, if you're not a commercial business, there's no reason for us to take a check.
Right.
You're not talking a lot of money anyway. I go out there every week, and it went from $350 to $5. I don't know why you increased it like that. But
We had a meeting about that.
We had complaints.
We need to do some landscaping out there. We need to plant some plants.
Unless you go
over eco-friendly.
Unless you go over the weight limit, and most people are going to have cash anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no reason to have checks for residential. I mean, if that's where 99.9% of the bad checks come from, we need to wipe that out. If you're going to take checks, only take commercial checks, and only take if they've been pre-approved, if you've run a credit history on them.
So pre-approved, and then put a limit on how much they can... I mean, how many charge accounts do we have?
I don't know at the time, probably 30.
We still have 30 accounts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't we just add six more?
Well, her point is we'd rather have 20. We'd rather take checks than have...
Well, I'd rather have no checks. I'd rather have credit on the... I mean, I'd rather even prepay.
I understand, but if you have the accounts where they only have to pay once a month, your potential for damage is a lot greater than one bad check.
I'm saying why don't they prepay to whatever their monthly usage, they prepay a month, and we'll just debit out of that.
And that's a fine policy if that's what you want to do, and it puts you at less risk.
It's a whole lot less risk.
But we still have to set them up.
Right. But what's wrong with doing that for everybody?
Well, I wasn't thinking about you having 20, 30 accounts, so yeah, let's add six more and try to talk them all out of accounts and just go to their credit card. I bet Rick's right.
I mean, something like what Jim's saying, we're going to debit your account. You won't have an account, we're going to debit your account.
That's what I want. I mean, we'll have a charge. I don't have charge accounts, but we're going to have a debit account. We're going to debit your checking account at a certain level.
We can check into that and see. I think that would probably eliminate some of the
checks. They'll say, no, I'll just run my credit card.
Eliminate some of the charge accounts, I bet you.
And then you get down there and try to debit their account, and the money's not there. So,
well,
is that what you're saying?
Before they pay. I mean,
yeah, no, we never go negative. We're never out of money. Yeah, they prepay. It's a prepay. If they're a commercial account, they'll prepay it. And if we get down to zero, it's over.
They can't dump.
But they'll be notified well ahead.
If you went that way, I think you're going to eliminate your accounts.
Well, which is what we're trying to do.
And see, we have had that happen in the past where they paid like $500 up front.
Uh-huh.
I went over this. And then whenever we send them their bill, this is how much you have left. In your, if you were going to dump this remainder of the month, we need more money before
right. You
can do this. But it's still, our office keeps track of the, I mean, and it's not a problem with me if that's the way you guys want to.
I've got a concern.
Go ahead.
Because if you go as far as you're going, then we're being very un-customer friendly. And there's some that need that type of action, I understand that. But we've got a lot of, I hope, EPS anyway. I know we got one account that's always been current.
Mm-hmm.
and why? I don't know, what do they run a month through at?
I don't know, but I mean, I'm thinking, are you thinking do this for everyone or just leave the ones we have the way they are grandfathered in and don't?
I'm thinking switch them all over.
I can't imagine saying to a customer, that our customer, that, yeah, you've been paying by check for 5 years or 15 years and you've never been late and you've never been bounced, but now you're going to have to pay ahead of time, $1,500, you're going to have to pay ahead of time.
You don't even make the residential pay ahead of time. They can pay as they go. Why don't you
Have we had any balance checks on the commercial level?
I guess we could say if you want
we
to
have.
Go, you
any recent?
Cash or credit.
Not in the last, I don't remember if she has still some that they're trying to check, get for me at the prosecutor's office or not, but no, recently it's been animal control, but that's neither here nor there because,
there's no advantage to having an account at that point. I mean, basically what you're saying is give us your money, we'll use it, and you don't get to use it, and all it is a convenience for you. But
or your other
you know,
option is a credit card.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying he wants to do. And we don't really want accounts, so why don't we make an advantage? I understand the philosophy.
And I don't want accounts either, but I want to be friendly to our customers that have been paid on time.
So your suggestion is no checks is our policy and have a list of six people that we'll take a check from.
Well, no, we'll add six
to the charge account
or 30 and
no checks at all at the transfer station.
No checks at all.
Not even commercial,
No checks at the commercial, no checks at the transfer station.
I'll go back to the six checks. I don't
want commercial guy, but I mean, what, some big trash outfit from back east or out in the west somewhere comes in and you tell them, okay, set up an account. We'll let somebody else write a check, but we won't let you write a check.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We just do away with all checks and say you have to have a charge account. Otherwise, you pay with debit.
Let me go backwards to where I was a while ago and say if you want to write a check, you have to get pre-approved to write a check like you had a charge account.
Okay.
And you go ahead and you can go ahead and do your check.
I feel like we're discriminating against some people when we do that check. If you ask me, should this guy be pre-approved, I'm going to do my best just like I did the guy this morning. Call me, I'm saying, get you a debit card.
I'm not saying that we don't go ahead and push to get them to use a credit card first. But if there's some reason that just they're not a credit card person or whatever, and you can't talk.
He's not a credit card person, so
and then
I took care of that.
Huh?
I took care of it. He wasn't a credit card person. He says, I'm not a credit card person. I said, we'll get you a debit card.
Right.
It'll work.
And I'm all for trying to get that. But if you've got Bubby Plumber, or I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter who it is. But if you've got a half a dozen people that don't want to do a credit card for whatever reason, take their check. I mean, we got a wonderful process.
It'd be less work for Helen if we took the check.
Unless I have to track down, try to get it collected.
But they're off the list then at that point.
These people that she has mentioned, I've never had an inspection check on these people. But my only question is, and you can think this over, somebody comes up, she says, okay, now we just take credit cards here. Well, so-and-so told me they get to write you a check.
That's what I don't like. I mean,
I'd
rather say no checks at the transfer station. We just add these six to them. But there should be. I mean, I almost.
I would really rather add these six people to a monthly invoice, send them out a bill, than I would make the exception on who gets to write checks and who doesn't.
Okay, then that I like that policy.
Well, you're the one to do it, and I'm for that.
That's not my first choice.
Not your first choice. I hear that.
I think
Rick will put him to work on re-indoctrinating him.
I don't know what.
Because I think there's some of them don't want an account. They want to pay as they go. They just feel better about it. And that's all good and fine. So they can do that with their debit card.
How much does a check machine cost? if you said only commercial can use checks, and you had one of those little machines there, you'd run it through, it'd be the same as a debit card.
Exactly right.
We could probably check into that.
We'll ask that question, and that might be the easy way to take care of it.
I like that option better than
why don't we just wait until you guys find out if you can do that. If not, then I'm going to lean toward putting everybody on a charge account and take no checks.
At the station.
Yeah, at the station. So that's where I'm leaning. If we can get the check machine, then I don't care if we take checks or not. Because we have a machine that guarantees the money. Right, and then if we can't get the machine or if it's not reasonable, then we've got to go put them on charge, and then we don't take any checks.
I think we're about together. What about...
you got to find something machine. See if we can get a machine.
Does the bank do that? Does Great Southern do that?
I think if I can talk to Dave Polly on that too, they don't know. Anyway, I talk to Great Southern someplace.
Right.
Is that a different reader than what I have in my office? See, we have a check reader. We make our deposits with every night.
I think it's probably the same reader, just set up differently. I don't know.
I remember it talked about, and I'm thinking it's $100. You know, something like $100 for a reader.
And
the issue came up somewhere.
If that was the case, there would be no reason to set up any new accounts. If they wanted to write a check, then they could just run that check through.
Right.
If this company that wants to send their people with a blank check every That's time fine. They end up, let them send it, and we'll run it through the check.
Right.
I like that better than the setting up more
accounts.
Monthly accounts.
I know there was a time, and I won't mention any names, but I know there was one local hauler that they let get way behind and finally got out of it.
I have collected, since you guys let me go to the 5% late fee a few years ago, I have collected quite a few late fees because I let them go like 30 days, and I send them a letter and say, you know, if this isn't paid, the next time you get a bill, there will be a late fee. I had a person rather pay me $900 in late fees than to pay on time, and I'm just like, okay, we'll take
your late fee.
But then that's writing letters, hounding them, you know, it's just, I would like the check reader if we're going to do it.
All right, so bottom line.
You're going to check in the check reader and come back to us.
And if they write a check, it's going to be run through. And I'll almost guarantee you the ones that were going to write you a check will come up with a debit card, yes.
Okay.
Because Karen says there's some people she's had to run two or three debit cards through before she finds one that actually...
Take the money?
So I hate to take checks.
Well, I don't want the check. I mean, I'd rather make sure we got guaranteed funds. So.
Okay. We'll check on the check reader then. That's
and then we'll create a policy after that.
Okay.
If we get that, then
we'll create a policy that.
Policy is simply.
Right.
No reason to check policy at that point. It's just taking plastic when you run a check to a check
machine. Okay. Let's do that. Let's check
there. You go.
I learned how to
I had two contracts that were there, too.
Yep. Mr. Paulson, you may come to the bench.
Thanks, Scott.
First off, I had. I'll show it to you.
I know you're going to ask for, and I've got some other things. They're supposed to be checking on prices. That's those are people that actually buy disability policy.
The short term?
Yeah, short term. The ones that highlight that.
Is that a monthly or?
It's a monthly thing. And they're supposed to be giving me quotes for what it would cost the county to buy.
I've asked for the same quotes too, so.
Well, they should get them. Yeah, you guys can keep that.
I think there's about how many people did you say?
Yeah, that's not very many. But, you know,
seven?
It's, and that's it. They,
they pay a monthly fee.
They take it out of their check. That's what it is.
Okay, next.
The Lawler contract out at the airport. He's already out there. He has the repair. Aircraft repair. And the lease is not a percentage anymore. Mark knows basically what's coming in. It's a flat rate and just a renewal, basically. And it needs your approval. It's already been approved by the airport board.
Motion to approve the lease agreement with John Lawler.
Or his business.
And his business herein, known as the leasee.
Second.
Aye.
Passed.
And then I have the LPA agreement, a group out of North Carolina. It has to do with the taxiway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Page 6 is where the... it's a $29,975.10. The exhibits show what the work is. there's one subcontractor for asphalt paving, and that's Palmerton and Parrish.
Yes.
But I believe you were put on here as the name and title of sponsor's representative, Western District Commissioner.
I believe it was because of the previous gentleman.
I see. And
we need to get copies of this.
Yes.
So we'll keep it until we make copies.
Yeah, and I think Donna and Rick, maybe Rick. It may not require Rick because it's just a lease.
But we'll have our people run it through with our copies.
Okay. And the project description on the LPA is assess, define, and prioritize areas of existing parallel taxiway, connector taxiways, and aircraft parking apron pavements that require rehabilitation in order to provide continued service. Take corrective action in the forms of pavement, friction, seal coat surface, installation on all bituminous taxiway and apron areas. And I can go down a little bit further, but I mean basically it's about the taxiway.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm familiar with it.
And
we just need to approve the...
We need to approve it ASAP, as you know, Mark needs to send this on. MoDOT and the feds are involved. And that probably needs Chuck's signature, but it says county administrator on the title, and that probably needs to be crossed off and presiding commissioner put in there. But other than that...
So this is the LPA group contract for taxiways?
Yes.
I move that we accept the LPA group taxiway contract.
Second the motion, but just to be sure I'm understanding, $29,000 is what the county is going to have to pay on a $300,000 project.
Correct.
It's okay. much more Round money 50. Involved, yes, than the $29,000. It's just that's what we're...
Our obligation.
But instead of the contract going through like an asphalt company, it goes through this LPG?
LPA group. They manage the project.
They manage the project. Okay. Want to be sure I was on the right track.
Aye.
Aye.
Carries.
So you'll probably just...
There's three spots. There's three signs.
Just chime there and then... Do we have an 11:45? I believe we do.
Yeah.
About sick leave.
Is that correct?
You have something about sick leave policy.
Oh, yeah, that's the shared leave. I'd like to.
And then you have not until 12:45 with the prosecutor.
That's correct.
When he set up his new account.
That's correct. Change bank account changes.
Yep.
At 3:00 hearing today.
You do. Oh, for that cease and desist or TRO, I think you, the technical term you guys like to use.
TRO, is that a sewer?
It is. There's certain counties in Arkansas that wouldn't definitely be overlooked.
Of course,
but
the State Tax Commission refers to it, your little TRO.
My little TRO. The Beach Boys hit song.
That'll be one to remember, won't it?
Yeah. We'll make copies of that,
too. By the
way,
we got $1,000 back yesterday. The check was made out to me, and I signed it over to Helen.
Sorry to hear that.
Say what?
We had the bond.
That little TRO? We got $1,000 money back.
We got $1,000 back, and they made it out to Robert Earl Paulson. And, of course, I figured I ought to sign it over to the county.
Not worth going to jail over
now. Not for $1,000.
Hey, Jack.
Hi there. How's this?
So I just need to get the other signatures on these?
Yeah, make sure Nikki gets copies, but yes.
I'll do that when I go upstairs.
Just give them to Nikki and she knows what to do.
Do I need to stick around or do I need to go upstairs?
Well, I mean, we're going to talk about the policy again?
Yep. I don't know how long, but I'd like to get my plug in.
I know you are. I'm ready to plug. Here's your plug.
Plugged off. Hooked that.
Let me see the Aflac thing here fast.
Okay, we're close enough to 11:45, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay. Shared leave. I called Andy Marmaget with the CPA, and he got back to me yesterday, actually. And the idea of having a free will policy, he was not in favor of that at all. He said if we opted to extend someone's time, mm-hmm. ahead of time, we would need to do that for everybody.
Right. So we can't do that.
And he kindly said he didn't think that was a good idea at all. The shared leave, sick pool idea, he's seen at a number of different places, didn't have a problem with it. And if you would like to talk to him firsthand, he'd be happy to talk with you about it. But bottom line, the gist that I got from him, he didn't have a problem with it.
Okay.
And so I would like us to go ahead and do it. I mean, give it a shot. I looked through your additions.
Right.
And read the Pettis County policy, and really there's hardly anything different as I read it, but either way we want to go, I mean.
My biggest concern, obviously, is we've got, right now we're dealing with, we have two situations.
Correct.
And our policy, the preliminary policy says 40 hours before you can draw out of it. It's an hour, 40-hour blocks, I believe is how it was.
You have to apply for 40 hours, the way I take it. In other words.
And then it's issued, 40 hours are issued. See, I interpreted it as.
It would be issued that way because we pay on, weeks, but.
So I guess my question is, if we only got 50 hours donated, that second person doesn't get anything.
There's the possibility that.
And that's
people
where.
People don't donate. I mean, it is a donation, non.
Mr. Attorney, come over here. This is the only place I'm having the heartburn with is.
I don't see how you have one person that you have a policy, it's your policy, and they can be paid for their. They can be paid for not working, basically a short-term disability policy, if
you
will. And they get paid, and then the same situation exactly with a different person comes in, and nobody contributes, so you say, okay, you don't get anything. I don't see how you can do that. You'd have to come up with the money as Andy said in the shared leave policy, the vacation advance policy, you'd have to allow that to everybody. Well, you're allowing everybody to get their time compensated even though they're not working, but only if, I guess, they're popular with their coworkers. I think you have a potential legal issue there where you could see some problems if you had two people and only one was able to get some time. I think that you would, not only legally, but I think knowing you gentlemen morally, you would want to make sure that second person was going to be compensated, and in the past that has actually occurred, and y'all have put, when I say y'all, the people that were commissioners at the time, have put time in the pool to make sure that somebody was compensated. And saying that means that basically what you're doing is you're paying for these people to not work. You're providing a short-term disability policy. And I told Jim that if you go over 96 hours is what the policy says.
Yes.
People that have 96 hours aren't going to be using their time, and their time's going to lapse if they've got 96 hours in there. So basically they're contributing time that they'll never use, which means that the county commission is providing that money to pay for people who are out. And if you want to do that, that's fine. I don't have a problem legally with you doing that, but just know that that's what you're doing. You're paying for a short-term disability policy for the workers, and may not be the best way of doing it. Maybe the best way of doing it, but I just want you to know that. That's it.
Well, stay close to the microphone because I'm going to ask. I mean, I'm sure you're going to be in this discussion here. I mean, my biggest thing is, do I want to do it? Absolutely. Discrimination-wise, though, I'm concerned. I don't know how we guarantee. What's the application process? Is it the worst first, or is it first in, first out? I mean, if they're in the hospital and they can't come here and make the request to this advisory committee, who does? And then Don, you're going to come up here and talk. Come on, come up here. So I guess, I mean, that's the concept. I like the concept. The problem is, I don't see how we can be fair.
Well, I don't get it, because it's a shared leave policy, or it's a sick pool, whichever.
Right.
And it's voluntary.
Right.
And you look at the list that Don has, I mean, I can't guarantee anything, but death and taxes, I guess.
That's one's optional, unless.
But I cannot imagine, I'll say that,
right,
that the list of people that we have working here, that there's not going to be time in there.
Well,
and let me say this. Andy said, I mentioned that you suggested, and we went ahead and called some people.
Uh-huh.
He thinks that us appointing employees annually, new
right,
employees, instead of the commission, like the Pettis County says, he thinks it's much better. So,
how about going a different avenue?
Okay,
I'm. Give me different.
Comp. That's something that the employees has earned. You're going to owe it. Allow them to use their comp instead of their sick.
Do they have comp? Do both these have comp?
No, but I mean they're out of time. They'll have to have used everything, vacation. But the employee to donate.
Donate comp time versus sick time.
Because then you're not losing, the county's not going to lose, and the employees, what we've done in the past is paid, like an employee requested comp, and we went ahead and paid it to that employee, but they just come in and signed off on that check, and then they knew that they could, we took it down to the bank and then took the money to that person. And it wasn't paid to, like, say I had 10 hours I wanted to give, I would write out a check to Don Blue, and I'd have to pay the taxes on it and everything else, but whatever the net was, I gave that to that employee that needed it.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to do that,
yeah,
we've already done that, and we can continue to do that. I mean, you've said it's all right, Bob. We've done it. That's not an issue. If we want to do that, that's fine.
Well,
but let me finish. The problem is, it's not like the sick pool. That is going to be, I can't imagine that people are going to need it, and if that's our only policy, they're not going to get the time.
But it is.
Because you're taking, it wouldn't cost, exactly right, it won't cost the county anything. It's going to come out of the employee's pocket. And what we're, that's a different thing than we're talking about.
Well, the reason I would be in favor of that, because the county wouldn't be subsidizing.
You're exactly right, they would.
Because, I mean, we have short-term disability that
people... that's not my proposal. My proposal is a shared leave policy or a sick pool.
The reason they contribute under one and not the other is because, one, it means money to them, and the other one they're going to lose. It's not an accrued benefit, and it's going to go away anyway. So they're really not contributing anything. The county is paying for... the policy.
Unless we move on and pay a 50%, you know, if you don't use your time, then they would be losing half, maybe.
What do you do with the 7 people that Rick's office provided that are paying for short-term disability insurance right now that have been paying the premiums for 2 years? Do you reimburse them when you start the sick pool?
They if they want to, again, I don't, it's a voluntary thing. Employees are going to voluntarily give their time, and I think that it'll happen. I just think that there's that many people with that much time that unless we run into big problems with a lot of people, which we haven't seen, I don't think that's going to happen. And I'll say again, in my sales pitch, is that if it doesn't work,
well,
we've reversed it before.
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, I had Don and Rick, one of you guys, submit me a sick policy hours. What I honestly think I'll see is anybody who has maxed out of sick hours, they're the ones who are going to contribute because there's no money out of their pocket.
Exactly.
And that's money that the county wouldn't have had to spend out because they're not going to use it anyway.
Right.
So basically the county's paying for this policy.
And my only argument on that case is we should look very strongly, and I think you somewhat support that, of paying 50% or 40% or 25%.
For a sick buyout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that would address that issue. Otherwise, you're exactly right. It just, it's us providing a sick leave or what disability.
Short-term disability, which is what we do.
But you'd provide.
And we've talked about it and argue this. You've thought about it enough that you call the insurance company.
Oh, absolutely.
Get a price on it and make that an additional benefit that the county is giving.
Right.
So.
If you want to talk, you can come to the microphone, Rick.
I like the idea behind it all, but I've talked to enough people with shared leave pool to say, oh, stay away from it, stay away from it. HR person at Acres and Arnie told me that. Several of the other counties that have it told me that. You have some options, and I think that now is a good time to be looking at those. A couple of the counties and larger companies, the tendency is to go to paid time off rather than sick leave.
Right.
And, I think Dennis will tell you, I have a real concern for Liz and anybody else that needs that. I just can't feel like it's appropriate for me to say it's a good thing for the county to do that and pay constituents money that, wouldn't have been spent if we do this.
That's the thing that I'm at. I want to do something. I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it. And the sick leave, the problem with the sick leave is that those hours are going to be, our policy is use or lose it. And
all right, well, if that's your biggest concern, then let's do the other right now, too. Let's do a 50% or a 40% or a 25% buyback. And then it's not a giveaway. They're actually losing half of their...
That does make more sense to me, for sure.
But why don't we just do comp time and just...
And that's another thing that someone had mentioned.
Don just did. Why don't we just use comp time and get that passed today and see who does that?
I don't know that you could stop anybody from actually donating their comp time.
That's there.
Have to okay them being paid for their comp, and it's a matter of them taking that and signing it over. If you have some people who want to donate comp, I think
we've
that's
done that.
Wise on both ends, and
very that policy's
admirable
there.
Of those people.
It's not a written policy, but the unwritten policy is, I don't think it's in writing. Well, that
we have done
If a department head or elected official says so-and-so wants to be paid for their comp time,
right.
Their time, we okay it. I don't think we've ever not okayed it.
There's a minimum, though, isn't there?
Nope.
I don't know that there is, but the rationale.
There's a handbook. I think the handbook says there's a minimum number of hours.
You can have on the books is 80.
You gotta have 80 hours of comp before you can get paid on the
81st. Nothing as far as
we've actually paid on some of those that were less than 80 too, Jim. Yeah. And it actually makes financial sense because normally
they may be making
the pay rate
more
that you get this year is going to be less than the pay rate you would get next year. So,
but I know that's a policy because I know someone came to me and says, I need some comp hours paid, but I don't have 80 accumulated yet. And I said, well, policy is the policy. So
if you want to take a 3-minute recess, think about it. I'll run and get the information that Rick got for me, and it's got at least one or two examples on the percentages of paying sick time.
Is that a pretty drastic, I don't want to make a haphazard decision like that.
I couldn't find another county that paid for sick time. But now I think we would look, you'd find that some of those counties that have gone to, instead of calling it sick time, they call it paid time off. I think they do purchase some of that back at a point. They need to have a minimum carryover before you'd buy any back and stuff like that.
We got to have a minimum 50% carryover.
You guys have probably thought about it some and know some of the things.
Well, that's the right thing to do. I don't know if I can create a policy that fast.
Well, to what, if I think I hear, if I understand what you're saying, is we've got a limit when you get over 480 or something.
Of sick?
480, anything over.
Any over 480, you lose right now.
You lose it. So if we made that you had to have that before you got paid, then there would not be a big cost initially. When somebody retires, then there would be, but that doesn't happen every day. So
there, if that's what you're saying, there wouldn't be a big load hit all at once.
Yeah.
And I've heard somebody say that it would be right, fair to and treat our good employees that don't take ever opportunity to take a sick day, whether they're really sick or not, they would be receiving the benefit for their,
right,
for their good work ethic.
I have talked to at least two other, in fact, one elected official kind of surprised me and caught me at lunch the other day and told me that they felt like we ought to have something like that.
A payout.
A payout on sick leave. And you know, of course, I think Chuck will remember that I've been asking you to do this for 3 or 4
years. Oh, yeah.
I came from an employer that did that. So
federal government does it.
Right. They pay, what is it, 50%?
So.
And there's
but what's the minimum, though?
Well, you know, if you could tie all this together, and maybe you make a part of the policy today, maybe, but if you could tie this all together and maybe look at the short-term policy with it, and then say if you're going to do a short-term policy that has a 14-day wait period, they'd have to have 14 days, which is, I don't know how many hours 80. That would be, 80 hours, before they could ever, you know, go into the buyback program of that, something like they could put those together, and you could probably work up something that would be really good, beneficial to everybody, but that may not take care of what we want to take care of right now.
And has anybody looked at a self-insured short-term disability policy with a catastrophic insurance in case a bunch of people, but I mean on average if three or four a year, I'm still trying to get the rate would be
for just what short-term would cost for everybody.
Bill did give me a number. Do you remember what it was? And it was just an estimate.
Well, you've got numbers of what people, there's 7 people paying different amounts on that sheet.
Here's a...
Are they all, is that 30 bucks?
$30 seems to be a pretty...
30 a month?
I think that's every pay.
So 360 a year. Is that right?
No, I think that's every 2 weeks.
I don't think it's every 2 weeks. I think it's a month, isn't it?
It is a month, yeah. But it's
30 a month?
Bill gave me an estimate.
So at 360 times 300 is basically what? 90,000? Am I wrong?
It wasn't near that much. I know what he gave you. But I'm thinking somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 what he gave is an estimate.
What I was going to say is this is Aflac.
Right.
We call like our insurance companies or something.
Well, she's working on it right now. Yeah, Acres is working on it.
There might be even a better rate than that.
What's 12 weeks of salary for 5 people?
But
okay, that's what it would cost you unless you had somebody else.
Right, because after 12 weeks, long-term, or the FLMA kicks in, right?
Yeah, and I mean, if you only have 5 people a year, the problem is if you had 20 people in 1 year and you'd want to insure against that. But I mean, if you only have at most 5 people a year that fall into this situation, and the most they could possibly get would be 12 weeks, whatever... 5 times 12 weeks average salary would be what it would cost.
Exactly. You'd be better off with the shared leave is what you're saying.
I don't know if I'm saying that or not.
If an insurance policy costs you...
Basically you are. FMLA, you realize FMLA doesn't pay anything.
Right.
It allows them to continue their health insurance is all it does.
Right.
And they have to pay for that.
You were saying something like...
That's right.
You're probably...
What I'm saying is if we bought a short-term policy, if the county made that a benefit, we'd be money ahead just to go to shared leave.
But if you self, what I'm saying is if you self-insured it may not even cost you that much, which would be a lot like the sick pool, but you'd be covering every employee, and every employee could say yes, and it's not a, do they get hours contributed to them or not?
I think Bob would say then that you eliminate the possibility of people not contributing and the possibility of saying, well, I got discriminated against because of this. You'd have to set up some things.
My legal objections would go away.
Right. But we'd have to set up, and legal would come in involved in setting it up. I'm sure there's some examples out there you could do that.
And you could require the employees to contribute to that policy a small amount if you wanted to.
I don't know. Has anybody checked into whether or not there anybody willing to donate some comp time so that Liz can be? I mean, and it's not.
Let's stop mentioning names if we could.
I'm sorry.
We're not an executive.
I believe
that's without mentioning names. There's one concern. One name over and over gets mentioned about trying to help, and the other one doesn't as much. And I'm concerned that the popular employees under a sick policy would get helped and the other ones would not.
But again, your idea of employees making those decisions is a good plan. And the four we've got, the one decided he didn't want to do that.
I had one department tell me that they would probably not donate except for within their department. And they're big enough they could probably do that because they want to make sure that their department, if there's an emergency, they have the time to make sure that department has the time. And that's the only thing you bat up against on sick because a lot of them have several hours, almost 480, if not at 480. And so that's the only problem we're going to have either way you go. That if we do, I'm all for the sick. I think, I'm all for it, but I still think that you're still going to see some discrimination at some time. If it's not within their department, they may say, well, I don't want to give because if anything happens in our department, I want to make sure they're covered. But if you do the self-insured, now that would be a whole different. That might, and everybody, you could come up with a policy that way, and then if you said to the employees, if you want to contribute so much.
If we go shared leave, then the two folks that are in need today, would it not be pretty difficult to hook them in to the policy after they've already been injured? Yep.
Well, for this disability, a future disability, no. But
I'm talking about this disability. If you're
going with a private company, nobody's going to give you life insurance after you died. I mean, because they'd have to pay off right then. I mean.
Well, I would like to find a company that doesn't pay through. If it's okay with you guys, I'd like to I don't know, I need to find out about the others, but just see if anybody will donate comp for just this pay period. And it'd be, you just be paying the employees, and they contribute, but I'd like to try to do that if it's okay with you guys on comp. And then that doesn't put pressure on you guys to make a decision today.
I'll make a motion that we adopt a shared leave policy. I mean, we've talked about this, we've thought about it, we've talked to insurance companies, and if you don't want to vote on it, fine, say no, and that's all right.
I'm
about it some more, but I've worked this, I've talked about it, I've called, and if we don't want to do it, let's say we're not going to do it. And if you want to look at it again in a week, fine, bring it up again in a week.
I can't second it because we're paying it. I mean, it's the county's paying for the...
Fine.
Yeah, I can't.
I understand. I say no a lot of times.
I know.
It don't bother me a bit.
I know.
But I feel like it's the right thing to do, and if it isn't, we can reverse it, and I'm tired. I don't want to keep hammering you over and over on the same thing.
I can't second it.
All right, let's go on to something else then.
We're recessed until...
My understanding, Don, is... If employees
comp is something they really own, I don't know that you guys.
If they want to do it, absolutely.
All they have to do is just write us out a note saying they would like to be paid their comp.
They won't buy me. You have no objections for me. So,
what about vacation time?
I'm fine with vacation. If they want to use vacation or comp, that's fine. Yeah, I'm fine with that. If we owe it to them and they're not going to lose it,
let me say something. No, that Rick gave it to me. I don't.
What if you are going to lose it?
I've heard
they, people don't lose vacation time.
No. Yeah. Well, we do have some to do, but they wouldn't be at the point where they knew he was going to lose it right now.
Then I would. I'm better with vacation or comp.
One question on vacation, and I don't know if it's good or not, but I've heard it argued that we set up vacation because it's good to get away.
Right.
And if you use your vacation for something else and you don't ever get away, it's maybe not good for the employee or the company. So I'd
you'd like to say just say comp right now?
Well, at least think about it.
That's true.
But the comp, I don't think it's.
Let's just stick to comp. That's less controversial at this point.
I think that probably your manager.
If it's somebody that's got 4 weeks of vacation, I can see giving 2 weeks away. But if you only got one or 2 weeks and you're giving it away, I think there's some validity to that concern.
To some degree, I think there is. But there's also an argument that, I mean, when's the last time you got away?
Well, I took off Friday the other day.
Oh, yeah, but I mean,
he got two or three nights paid for it in a hospital not too long ago.
He was gone 4 days.
He was gone 4 days his last vacation.
I'm convinced I haven't taken 2 weeks in the last 6 years.
I know a lot of people like that.
And I know there's a lot of people like that. And I,
but you know, and I are so relaxed.
Yeah. And you're a low-stress job, too. I mean, goodness gracious.
Most people, you know, their lives are stressful and stuff.
I think that, I guess my point would be, I think your managers would know whether those people really need to take off or not.
And I would not be against looking at that, Jim. Somebody's got vacation time, but I think we ought to be careful about it. I'm
right.
Just saying.
And I understand.
Gave 2 weeks back to the county last year.
Do you, Bob?
Bob's pretty good. What was the
did he have initials of VP?
I mean, you could have taken time off and weeded my yard or something. I mean, that's getting away.
You weren't elected yet. There was no reason to suck up.
Yeah. Are we done?
Three things.
Okay.
Real quick. And these are just administrative.
Yep.
This came special.
Census, yeah.
Census thing. You can look at it. I gave it to Christopher Welch, who's doing that.
Well, yep.
And he didn't think we had any concerns there.
Nope.
We don't need to mess with it.
Nope.
New construction stuff. He also gave me a copy just for grins of what the census is.
Oh, it's going to look like? Okay.
This came, you probably read it, from Mike on bridge replacement deal.
Yeah.
And I would like to ask one of the girls to call the two reps that's mentioned, as well as our representatives, and say that we'd like to see you not drop this. We've used all our money.
No, I agree.
It's not a big thing to us, but it is.
Do we write a letter and send it to them, or fax it to them? What do you want to do?
Okay.
Let's have the girls write a letter, and that way we can send it to everybody.
Well, not all of them, but
no.
Just these two that are mentioned and then our reps.
Right.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
That's it.
My copy?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's just, he was just giving me that for information.
Recess until 12:45?
Yeah.
I'll leave this in here. We'll be back in here, right?
Are we off?
We're off.